In this bulletin, the PM hits back at Malcolm Turnbull's son, who's urging Wentworth voters to vote against the Liberals. At least two Australians injured in a bus crash in Germany, and wheelchair racer Kurt Fearnley wins the coveted Don Award. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. The Prime Minister Scott Morrison says Malcolm Turnbull doesn't agree with his son, who's urging Wentworth voters not to support the Liberal Party in his father's old seat. Alex Turnbull has referred to the government not responding to a recent climate change report and has previously indicated support for Labor's candidate Tim Murray. In a video posted to social media, Alex Turnbull has also referred to the September leadership coup, which saw his father lose power, suggesting the Liberals are too unstable to remain in government.
To me, this particular event seems to show the Liberal Party has been taken over, frankly, by extremists on the hard right who aren't particularly motivated to win an election and aren't particularly motivated to serve the general public. They just want to pursue a crazy agenda.
But Scott Morrison says having a Labor or Independent MP voted in would send the Parliament into even more uncertainty, and the wise thing for voters to do is to re-elect a Liberal.
What I know is Malcolm Turnbull wants people in Wentworth to be voting for the Liberal Party and for Dave Sharma. Alex is his own man. That's how Malcolm's raised his kids. Malcolm's a great dad, and his family are entitled to have their own views.
Labor's Anthony Albanese has told the Nine Network the government is the one creating instability.
I mean, this is a mob that knocked off Alex Turnbull's dad just a month ago, yeah. And no one can say why it happened. That's why they've got a problem in Wentworth. That's why they've got a problem right around the country.
At least two Australians have been injured after a bus crashed into a truck filled with tyres in Germany. A total of 18 people were hurt, with 9 suffering serious but non-life-threatening injuries. The bus was carrying more than 30 tourists from Australia, Canada and the US when it crashed into the truck near the town of Heidelberg. Russian authorities say they've begun an investigation into what caused two astronauts to make an emergency landing in Kazakhstan. United States astronaut Nick Hague and Russian cosmonaut Alexei Ovchinin were forced to make an emergency landing after their Soyuz rocket malfunctioned en route to the International Space Station. Shortly after taking off, the pair reported a problem with the rocket's booster. They've now been picked up by rescuers and are in a good condition. Speaking prior to the launch, Nick Hague said he was prepared for anything.
I have an idea of what I think it's going to be like, and I've talked to lots of veterans that have flown and tried to get their impressions of what it's like. But until you've been through it, all the sights and sounds and different feelings you're going to feel, you don't know until you're going.
At least 6 people are dead after being hit by falling debris during one of the strongest storms to hit the United States. Hurricane Michael battered northwest Florida, flooding homes, washing out beaches, and bringing down trees. Rescue services are beginning to assess the full impact of Hurricane Michael, which brought winds of 250 kilometres per hour. Having weakened to a tropical storm, Michael is now on its way to the Carolinas. To sport now, and veteran wheelchair racer Kurt Fearnley has become the first athlete living with a disability to win the coveted so-called Don Award. The award, named after the legendary cricketer Don Bradman, recognises the sporting achievement of the year which has inspired the people of Australia. Fearnley won a gold medal in the marathon and silver in the 1500-metre event at the Commonwealth Paralympic Games in April. Fearnley's overall career triumphs include 3 Paralympic gold medals, 7 world titles, and an astonishing 35 marathon triumphs across 10 countries. And Fearnley hopes the award inspires others with disabilities.
I recognised earlier that I'm the first within the Paralympic movement to receive this award, and I am incredibly grateful to have been given this opportunity. But I will guarantee that I won't be the last.
Well, now look at today's weather. Perth, a shower or 2 and 20. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 26 degrees. Melbourne, sunny and 22. Hobart, a shower or 2 clearing, 18. Canberra, cloudy and 16. Wollongong, a shower or 2, 17 degrees. Sydney, also showers and 19. Newcastle, similar conditions, 19. Brisbane, rain at times, 20. Cairns, partly cloudy, 32. And Darwin, mostly sunny and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.